Hello and welcome to Your Better Life with Better Tax Returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
Charlie, I work in an office, so I'm on a salary. I don't work much overtime at all, but what can I claim?
Well, we've got you covered on both extremes.
Right.
Firstly, of course, you'd rather work a little bit harder and claim a much bigger refund. But if you don't have anything to claim after having a chat with us or filling out the questionnaire, you can always do the $39 basic tax return. So let's have a look at the first option.
Okay.
It may be that even though you work in office, you find you're able to, if you don't already, include in your job description and responsibilities to go out, drive out, and maybe the banking, it may be to visit clients, it may be office supplies, whatever it is.
Okay.
If you incorporate that into your job description and your employer supports that, then now your car is claimable, eligible because of the multiple site exception.
Right.
Keep a logbook for 12 weeks, once every 5 years, and that might be up to $25,000. So there's something you probably never considered.
Mm.
Or you might have just claimed the 15 kilometres you've done a week for the 40 weeks a year and dramatically underclaim what you should be claiming, right? So that would be about $460 as opposed to up to $25,000. It doesn't matter how many kilometres you do, it's about percentages. So car is something we definitely look at.
Right.
In some rare exceptions, a office worker or a white collar worker is required to work from home. And so, for instance, if your head office is in Sydney and you work in Adelaide, and I've got a client just like this, and he's required to have his own permanent office at his home, then by leasing that office, that might be a claim of up to $20,000. Okay, so depending on, so if you ever find you're working from home, then we'd look at that, but it's pretty rare, but it does happen. So I've got about a dozen clients like that. And so between the car and office and other expenses, we're looking at, what's that, another $27,000 to $47,000, which would increase your refund $12,000 to $22,000. You're probably getting refunds in the vicinity of hundreds of dollars.
Mm.
So we could make a dramatic difference depending on your circumstances. So as I said, we'll look at those, see what your circumstances are and get you the money if you're entitled to claim those expenses.
Sure.
But if not, then we'll say, hey, jump on MyGov and do it free, or you can use our easy to use $39 service, which is cheapest in the market by about $40. And it'll ask you, having as confirmed with us that there's nothing to claim, you'll just go tax file number, date of birth, we'll load up all your incomes, and you'll just go, I'll just claim the basic $300. I can do that for $39. Now, if you can do it yourself free, save $39. But that's why we created that, is because most people struggle with the self-service system. So they're the scenarios. So you should check out episode 4, because on episode 4, we're going to go through how to keep all your receipts. So it doesn't matter what your profession is, keep all your receipts perfectly using our free and easy method. Look at episode 5. To see if your car is eligible, and if it's not currently eligible, make the effort to talk to your boss about maybe volunteering to do the running around. It gets, you get double points. You get, hey, I like your initiative, and two, my accountant tells me that if I'm using my car at work, then I'm eligible to claim my car under the multiple site exception.
Right.
So not only do you get a pat on the back from the boss, maybe a raise, but you certainly get that extra chunk of change in your refund, and the permanent home office really is on a case-by-case basis. So watch those episodes, plus if you find out you've got nothing to claim, watch episode 17 and register for our $39 do-it-yourself returns. And of course, if you do find some of those expenses claimable and eligible to claim, but you haven't been claiming them in the previous years, just like every other episode, go to episode 10 to identify how to claim your extra refunds. We'll work out which categories to claim, quantify how much to claim, and help you lodge your amended tax returns or objections. So for car, again, let me illustrate how to claim your car with some actual numbers. As I noted, most people don't know they're eligible to claim their car under either the bulky item exception or the multiple site exception and don't claim anything. That's a $0 claim. Or they claim using the lazy truck method called cents per kilometre, where they claim up to 5,000 kilometres. I say up to, because if you only do 1,000 kilometres, at 72 cents a kilometre, that's 720. If you claim 5,000 kilometres, that's an oh my god, 3,600. Let's make sure you're claiming the better part of 25,000. So you're going to keep the logbook and everything as discussed in episode 5, and you're going to keep copies of all your purchases. You're going to use the free and easy method to photograph all your receipts for fuel, tyres, batteries, services, car care products, armour oil, tyre black, all that sort of stuff, car care services, car wash details, car assets like seat covers and floor mats and dash covers and steering wheel covers, etc., etc. And you're also going to forward the invoices that have been emailed to you from your various associations for your registration, for your insurance, your loan agreement, your loan bank statement so we can see how much interest you paid on the car loan that year, your breakdown service, et cetera, including the cost of the car. All of these costs will be on file in your tax receipts email, and all those costs, which I suggested might be around about the $20,000, including depreciation, will be used to work out what your total expenses are and compared to, and claimed by the logbook method, which at 90% would be $18,000. You've seen me repeatedly give that example, but now you see where those car expenses come from, right? So fuel, rego, everything. Now, that list has just been read to you, but the detailed list will be sent to you once you've registered by answering those questions and submitting your questionnaire. I give you that example of what you should be claiming, but what more than likely you've been claiming is zero, because you didn't know your car was eligible, or somewhere between zero and 3,600. There's just no doubt, there's no doubt that you are much better off claiming by the logbook method if your car is eligible. Contact us to see if you're eligible. Keep a logbook, keep all your receipts. Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you in complete and submit answers to 4 questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you can send all your receipts, payslips, and logbooks using our free and easy method. We'll forward you simple, easy to follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year and thus a bigger, safer refund.